It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've spent the past month tracking AI implementation patterns, and the gap between promise and practice is staggering.
Tell me about it. I just wrapped up a 3-hour emergency session with a healthcare startup that burned through $180,000 on AI tools that their radiologists refused to use. The CEO kept saying, but the demo looked so good.
That's exactly what happened to our design studio last quarter. We bought into Midjourney, DALL-E 3, and Stable Diffusion subscriptions, $2,400 per month total, thinking we'd revolutionize our workflow. 6 weeks later, only 2 of our 12 designers were actually using them.
Because nobody talks about the infrastructure you need. When I launched our customer service automation startup, the AI model cost us $15,000 to train. The integration work? $240,000 and counting. The sales deck never mentions that part. Let's dig into this. Maya, you've coached dozens of implementations. What's the pattern you're seeing between tools that stick versus those that become expensive shelfware?
Simple beats complex every single time. Take that healthcare startup. They tried implementing a comprehensive diagnostic AI suite from Anthropic that promised to handle everything from image analysis to treatment recommendations. Meanwhile, their competitor down the street bought a single-purpose skin lesion detector from DermAI for $8,000. Guess who's actually using AI in patient care today?
It's the same in creative work. Everyone wants the all-singing, all-dancing platform. But the studios actually producing AI-assisted content, they're using one tool really well. My friend's animation studio uses nothing but Runway ML for rotoscoping, saves them 20 hours per project, costs them $500 per month. That's it.
The infrastructure gap is what kills most implementations. You buy Claude or GPT-4 API access, thinking you're ready to go. Then you realize you need vector databases for context, prompt management systems, fallback mechanisms, monitoring dashboards. Give me real numbers. What does that infrastructure actually cost? For our 50-person customer service team, initial setup was $45,000 for the development work, another $15,000 for Pinecone vector database setup, $8,000 monthly for API costs, plus $12,000 to train our prompt engineers. And that's considered a lightweight implementation.
The hidden cost is change management. I watched a law firm spend $200,000 on contract analysis AI, only to have their senior partners revolt because it changed their billable hour structure. Nobody budgets for that resistance.
Or the creative resistance. When we first introduced AI tools, our senior designers saw it as devaluing their expertise. It took 3 months of careful positioning, showing how it handled boring tasks so they could focus on creative direction before anyone would touch it.
Let's talk specific failures. Sophie, you mentioned most of your team abandoned the tools. What went wrong?
Integration nightmare. Our designers work in Adobe Creative Suite. The AI tools required constant context switching. Generate in Midjourney, download, import to Photoshop. Realize you need changes. Go back to Discord to refine prompts. By the time you've done that dance, you could have created it yourself.
That's the dirty secret of most AI implementations. The workflow disruption costs more than the tool saves. I saw a financial firm implement GPT-4 for report generation. Sounds great, right? Except their compliance process required human review of every output, adding 2 days to their reporting cycle.
We made that mistake early, promised our clients instant customer responses, didn't factor in that every AI response needed human QA to avoid hallucinations. Our response time actually increased for the first 2 months. So what actually works? Maya, you mentioned phased adoption with metrics. Walk me through a success story.
Manufacturing client, mid-size operation in Ohio. Instead of buying into the AI will transform your factory pitch, they started with one problem, predicting maintenance on their oldest production line. Spent $25,000 on a focused solution from Predictive Solutions, Inc.
That's exactly how we finally made it work. Started with one pain point, creating social media variations of hero images. Bought a single runway seat for $100 month, assigned it to one designer who became our expert. She documented every workflow, every prompt that worked, every failure.
The metrics focus is crucial. We track everything: response accuracy, resolution time, customer satisfaction, escalation rates. Without that data, you're flying blind. Our breakthrough came when we stopped trying to automate everything and focused on one metric: first response time. Let's get specific about vendor selection. There's so much noise in the market. How do you cut through it?
Start with integration capabilities. Can it plug into your existing systems? A brilliant AI tool that requires manual data entry is worthless. I've seen companies choose inferior models because they had better APIs.
And look at the community. Midjourney has a toxic Discord that makes learning painful. Adobe Firefly has worse output but better documentation and support. Guess which one our junior designers actually use?
Pricing transparency is huge. OpenAI's clear token pricing let us budget accurately. Anthropic's enterprise pricing was a black box. Took 6 calls to get a quote. Microsoft's Azure OpenAI service has redundancy we needed, but required a $50,000 annual commitment upfront. What about team resistance? That seems to be the consistent thread.
You have to address the fear directly. I run AI won't take your job, but someone using AI might. Workshops. Show them how it's a tool, not a replacement. In healthcare, we position AI as a second opinion, not the primary diagnostician. In finance, it's a calculation checker, not the analyst.
We found success with AI as intern framing. It does the grunt work you hate so you can do the work you love. Our designers embraced it once they realized they could spend less time on resizing and more time on concept development.
For customer service, we positioned it as backup support. AI handles the queue when you're swamped, triages urgent issues, drafts responses you can edit. The agents went from threatened to grateful when they saw their stress levels drop. Let's talk about honest failure analysis. What are the patterns when implementations crash and burn?
Overselling to stakeholders. Promise 50% efficiency gains, deliver 15%, and that's seen as failure, even though 15% is fantastic. I tell clients to promise 10% and deliver 20%.
Not accounting for edge cases. AI-generated designs work great until you need something specific. A left-handed person using a product, a culturally sensitive variation, accessibility requirements. Suddenly, your fast AI workflow grinds to a halt.
Underestimating maintenance. These systems drift. What worked in January fails by March because language patterns changed, new slang emerged, or your product updated. Budget 20% of implementation cost annually for maintenance, or watch your system decay. Give me the Tuesday morning playbook. Someone listening wants to start their AI implementation tomorrow. What's step one?
Pick one painful, measurable, repeatable task. Not improve customer service, but reduce time to categorize support tickets. Not enhance creativity, but generate 5 social media variations of each blog post.
And assign one champion, someone technical enough to troubleshoot, but close enough to the work to understand the real needs. Give them time to experiment. Our breakthrough designer spent 10 hours per week for a month just learning prompt engineering.
Set aside real budget, not innovation funds or discretionary spending. Real operational budget. Expect $10,000 minimum for any meaningful pilot, $50,000 for department-level implementation, $200,000+ for company-wide rollout. That's tool costs, integration, training, and buffer for the inevitable surprises. What about timelines? Everyone wants AI transformation by next quarter.
6 months minimum for meaningful results. Month one is tool selection and setup. Month two is workflow design and initial training. Month three is pilot with heavy support. Months 4 and 5 are refinement based on real usage. Month 6, you might see ROI.
Unless you're solving a very narrow problem. We implemented Descript for podcast editing, 2 weeks from purchase to productivity gains, because it solved one specific problem our editors already understood.
But that's rare. Most implementations touch multiple systems, require behavior change, need custom development. Our customer service automation took 8 months from concept to stable production. Anyone promising faster is lying or cutting corners you'll pay for later. Let's talk about success metrics that actually matter. Not vanity metrics, but real business impact.
Time saved is oversold. Measure quality improvements, error reductions, employee satisfaction. That healthcare client, their best metric wasn't diagnostic speed, but reduced false positives. Saved them from 6 potential lawsuits in year 1.
We track creative variations per project and client revision requests. AI helped us go from 3 to 5 variations to 15 to 20, and revision requests dropped 30% because clients had more options. That's real value.
Customer lifetime value and churn rate. Our AI responses are 10% slower than our best agents, but 60% faster than average. More importantly, customers who interact with AI first have 15% lower churn. That's millions in retained revenue. What's your advice for avoiding vendor lock-in?
Abstract your interfaces. Don't build directly against OpenAI's API. Use LangChain or similar abstraction layers. When Anthropic released Claude 3, my smart clients switched in days. The ones who hard-coded against GPT-3.5 spent weeks refactoring.
Keep your prompts and workflows documented outside the platform. When Midjourney changed their terms, we moved our style guides to Stable Diffusion in a weekend because we had everything documented.
And negotiate data portability up front. We learned the hard way when our first chatbot vendor went under. Now, every contract includes data export provisions and source code escrow for custom development. Final question, looking at the implementation landscape today versus even 6 months ago, what's changed?
The infrastructure is finally catching up. Platforms like Retool and Airplane added AI-specific features. Vector databases got easier to implement. The gap between demo and deployment is shrinking, though it's still significant.
Tools got more specialized. Instead of AI for everything, we're seeing AI for color grading or AI for typography. Narrower scope means better results and easier implementation.
The talent pool expanded. 6 months ago, finding someone who understood both your business domain and AI implementation was impossible. Now there are consultants, courses, communities. Still expensive. Good AI implementation experts charge $300 to $500 per hour, but they exist. So for our exhausted Monday listeners, what's the one takeaway that makes Tuesday morning productive?
Start smaller than you think. Whatever AI implementation you're imagining, cut it by 80%. And perfect that slice before expanding.
Find your champion first, tool second. The right person with a decent tool beats the perfect tool with reluctant users every time.
And budget for reality. Double your cost estimates, triple your timeline, and you might be close to accurate. But when it works, the ROI makes it all worthwhile. That's real implementation wisdom. Tomorrow morning, while everyone's still debating ethics and potential, you'll be taking concrete steps toward AI that actually works in practice.